stick around. Under the floorboards, starting. There's two of me for under the floorboards.
Thank you.
AG and U. This is Bob Cosmo. We're in the throes of our Connecting Communities fall fun drive here at KGNU. You just heard Dave Alex and Uncle Jeff play some disco from before I was born. Uncle Jeff wanted to reiterate that it was before I was born. So I loved it. I was really into it. I heard the beginnings and the ends, and I really enjoyed it. I do Sound Lab and do a lot of like hip hop stuff, and I really enjoy disco, honestly, because a lot of it is kind of what set the stage for hip hop, sample wise and kind of pacing. So yeah, my name is Bob Cosmo. This is KGNU. You're listening to Under the Floorboards. If you're listening to Under the Floorboards right now, you came to us. You enjoy Under the Floorboards because it's something unique that you get once a week, every Saturday, 11 to midnight. It's something you get nowhere else because it's an odd thing. So I hope you'll go to kgnu.org to support us. And I think I got somebody in the Boulder studio helping me out. Anna, are you there?
Hello, from Boulder.
Oh, Anne, how's it going?
Okay. Hi, Bob.
Oh, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah. Just thought I'd check in for Under the Floorboards. I do it at times.
Yeah, you do Under the Floorboards. How often do you do it?
About once a month, yeah. Oh. I think the last Saturday, just starting out with it, the last Saturday
okay.
of the month, yeah.
Cool, yeah, I do every second Saturday. It's like a fun thing to kind of throw everything weird that I've been listening to out into the world.
Very
fun,
it is.
See what they think.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you stuck around. I didn't know if anybody was going to show up. So when I heard you were here, that's great.
Glad the listeners are here, too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of what I've been talking about.
Uh-huh.
And this is kind of a weird thing to segue to, but the winter Wondergrass thing is pretty sweet if you give right now. Because you get free ski passes and lodging. And I feel like just the fact that you get ski passes and lodging, I mean, if you're listening to this show, you probably don't love the lineup of Winter Wondergrass because it's mostly bluegrass and things like that. But the ski passes and the lodging, that's pretty sweet. That's like
three nights
of lodging.
Yeah. And who knows? You could be surprised by the Wondergrass, the new grass.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you never know. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in those sets, you know? Maybe there's someone who plays for, I don't know, what are some of the bands? Trampled by Turtles. Maybe they'll do something crazy that inspires you and reminds you of our show.
Pull out the banjos and see what you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
And the mandolins.
Totally. Cool. Oh, well, thanks for... I guess I was going to jump into some music here, Anne.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
See if we can inspire some people with some weird tunes. And then jump on the mics in a second here.
Yeah, people can donate on kgnu.org.
Yeah, it's safe. It's secure. On kgnu.org, it shows you potentially some things that you can get. I think there's some concert tickets. I know some shows that I've been thinking about is Cass McCombs at Ophelia's. I believe that's on October 23rd.
Uh-huh. That's coming up.
Yeah, FKA Twigs. Mm-hmm. I think it's formerly known as Twigs. Is playing Mission Ballroom. So there's some cool concerts that are possible. So if you want to go online, you can get a chance at those. So cool.
Okay.
Well, I'm playing a group called Illyria Sequence in the background. Oh. It's a group from Denver, a couple locals, Brotherhood of Machines, as well as Curta, as well as Four Digit. It was kind of like a collaboration between all three of these artists, and they make this kind of improv ambient beat music, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'll be playing that for a little bit, and then I'll be playing some Hans, and Na is an artist I've been playing a lot recently. So, and then some Yoko Ono. So,
okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
All right.
Well, I'm going to play some tunes, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
KGNU. Go to kgnu.org. KGNU. KGNU, this is Bob Cosmo. Under the floorboards, we're in the throes of the Connecting Communities Fall Fun Drive. I'm here with DJ Ann. Ann, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here in the Boulder studio.
Ah, that's awesome. I'm so glad. So we have a Denver and a Boulder studio, and our studios can connect and we can talk as if we were in the same building, which is super cool.
Sounds the same,
Yeah, it sounds super crisp, and it's just makes that, I don't know, that idea of community. I was about to do the show all by myself, and then Anne got on the communication, was like, "Hey, I'm here. So we're gonna do Under the Floorboards together," which is really cool. And I don't know if you noticed, Anne, but I'm playing this. I don't know if you've heard of the Shepherd's Tone before. Have you ever heard of that?
No. There are a lot of things I don't know, but yeah,
so
that sounds good.
So what's cool about Under the Floorboards is, for me, I feel like, you know, the internet has kind of lifted the veil on music in general. So I feel like mainstream music is becoming very strange. Everything is weird. I mean, whenever you ask someone, what do you like to listen to? They're like, I like to listen to super weird stuff. So it's fun to find things like this Shepherd's Tone that you can play on Under the Floorboards. It's this kind of this tone that always feels like it's rising, but it's this trick. It's like this trick on your ears.
Yeah, this one sounds like it's falling right now.
Yeah, this one's so this one's a falling one.
Yeah,
so
I've heard a rising one called For Anne Rising.
For Anne Rising, okay.
The classic.
I think I might have the wrong link then here. Oh. But anyways, the Shepherds might be the declining tone.
Ooh.
So weird.
Yeah.
that's what I love about...
Uh-huh.
Oh, go ahead.
It just sneaks in there and just fades out at the bottom. It's very fun.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is going to change, and then it never does. It's this weird thing. It's just a trick on a human ear where you're thinking, this is the bottom. It can't go any lower.
Yeah.
And then it just keeps going lower. But I don't know how I got on this tangent.
Without going lower. It goes lower without going lower. Yeah,
exactly. It makes no sense. It's like illogical. It makes me feel insane a little bit. That's good.
A trick on the brain.
It's kind of what totally. So that's like, I feel like it's a metaphor for Under the Floorboards. It's like this show, I do it because I want to make the most palatable weird music as possible. Which I guess palatable and weird aren't supposed to go together, but
they can.
Totally. What is your approach to the show? Like, how do you decide on a set list?
Oh, I go for some the weird and goofy. like tend to have some goofy stuff.
Do you listen to the stuff that you put on under the floorboards? Are you listening to that on your day to day?
Yeah, and I try things out on the Restless Morning Show on Friday mornings. See what different things I can play.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. Yeah. Restless Mornings is kind of like will this play on the Under the Floorboards show?
Yeah,
I like
that. Yeah, and it's fun to just sit at home and find stuff too. Sit at home in your pajamas, finding weird music is a nice thing in life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I appreciate this show so much. It's like, I don't know, it's just a place to put the strangest part of you on the air, and then hopefully people can relate to that idea. Because, I mean, we can all search for the music, but then it's nice to get some affirmation from another human also like, oh, yeah, I like this weird stuff, too.
Yeah, and it's nice to be surprised also.
Totally. I think that segues well into our theme of the connecting communities theme of our fun drive. And I have to thank a few people actually that gave during these last few minutes. We've had three donations. We just got another one as we were talking. We must be killing it talking about this weird music. So we got one from Vic from Chico, California. Wow. And then we had Lindsay from, I believe it was Dallas, Texas. Let me check. Oh, no, San Antonio, Texas. And then we just got one from Brian from Boulder.
Thanks to all of you, for people all over the country listening to KGNU.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Be like these people. If anyone's thinking, like, how did those people give? It's very simple. You just go to kgnu.org. There's tons of benefits to becoming a member or just kind of re-upping your membership that's already existing.
You can do monthly, $5 a month, say, or you can just do a one-time donation. It's all good. It's all very much appreciated.
Yeah, it's all helped. Uh-huh. It all helps no matter what. I mean, it's kind of putting that out there into the universe that you want to support KGNU, you want to help your community thrive, and a way to do that is to help collectives like Under the Floorboards. I think there's about six of us involved with this collective. Uh-huh. And then think about that on like the timeline of the 24 hours that KGNU is on. There's 6 to 7 to 12 people per collective. So there's all these communities that are creating a reggae show and an electronic show and a bluegrass show. And just kind of, you think about it, I don't know, listening to this music and thinking about that just makes me start like, I don't know.
Yeah, and all volunteer too. All the DJs are volunteers.
Yeah, exactly.
And you, the donator listener, are helping us to be able to do this. And you could do it too. You could, if you're in town, you can sign up as a DJ, start out in the middle of the night. That's another great thing to do.
Yeah, super easy. I was telling my friend, like, literally before this show, like, just go to kgnu.org. You'll find how to get involved. There's a volunteer orientation. And then if you're trying to go the DJ route, there's a DJ orientation. And then you just practice until you feel comfortable. And then you get to try it out on air.
Yeah.
And then go until you feel like you're more comfortable. And then you start getting part of these collectives, like Under the Floorboards and Sound Lab and Electronic Air. So it's really just, there's like two steps and then practice. Yeah. So it's like if you're committed to it, you're good to go. You just have to go through two meetings. So if you don't like meetings, there's just two of them. Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool. Thanks so much, donators. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much. So let's get to the next set of music. What y'all heard before that was, so we started with the Illyria sequence, and that song's really just called 2.2. And then you heard Like a Villain, and her new album just came out, and that track was called I Don't Want to Be Here, which is kind of a bummer of a track title, but hopefully she's doing well. She's awesome. She comes through Denver, I feel like, 2 or 3 times a year. She's really great. And then we played Takahiro Mukai with the track title's Number 436. And then we played Hans with The Fly, and he's a North Carolina artist that I try to play on the show quite frequently. And then we're going to play, to start this next set, with Trium Circulum, and the song is called Deductive Principles. So let's play that, and if you're thinking about donating, go to kgnu.org, and yeah, it's Bob Cosmo and Anne in the studio.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Let's keep it going. I know I'm getting tranced out by this
continually
right
descending. Yeah.
I know. Thanks for sticking with me on this one, Anne.
Spaceship is coming in for a landing. It's very slow.
Seriously. It'll get here eventually. Yeah. We just sit and wait for it.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to the music, or we're just going to be here forever. All right. Okay. KGNU, Under the Floorboards. KGNU. KGNU, this is Bob Cosmo. This is Under the Floorboards.
And Ann Candelo, also.
Oh, I was letting it breathe. Sorry, Ann.
Yeah.
Kind of made it seem like I was waiting for you to come in. This is the Connecting Communities Fall Fun Drive here at KGNU. We're at the end of the show here. We're playing some Brian Eno new space music. Is that what this is called? Also, some type of ascending or descending tone. figured it might be.
Uh-huh. We're just kind of little... hovering. Yeah.
Yeah, more of a hover, like a cloud music or something. Yeah. I heard Brian Eno made a lot of the music for like iPhones and stuff. So this makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
All the little bleeps and bloops that those iPhones make.
Yeah. Yeah, and he has a CD about airport music to listen to in an airport.
Yeah, I've listened to that. It's a good music to listen in an airport too, I guess. I wonder if he made it while at an airport, or like how he got in the mindset of that.
I think it was for an airport. Yeah.
I always wonder how people, like, where they go to make that music. Like, they're in a studio thinking about airports, or like. Anyways,
well,
going on a tangent here, but anyways, I'll kind of give the set list there. So we heard Trium Circularum to start the set with TCT-14. Then you heard Na is the name of the artist out of Philadelphia. It's called Don't Know Me. Then you heard Larians, which is a local ambient electronic artist. And that one was called That Kid. You then heard Yoko Ono with Why, where she screams why a bunch. And then you are hearing some Brian Eno. So yeah, I guess we're at the end of the show here. Brother Louis is coming up next.
Brother Louis is right here in the Boulder studio, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks so much for everyone that gave tonight. I guess we're into Sunday now, but thank you so much for giving during Under the Floorboards. And if you're still inspired by Ann and I's show tonight, go to kgnu.org, support Under the Floorboards so it can go for many more years after little Fyodor thought about this show back in the early 80s
in the
to late 70s.
Of time. Yes.
Yes, it'll always be going, but keep it on the KGNU platform for as long as you can by going to kgnu.org. Yeah, any last words, Zan?
No, Brother Louie's ready. It's
cool.
Time for Sleepless Nights on KGNU here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Thanks, listeners.
Thank you so much, Ann.
Thanks, donators.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, donators. And have a great show, Brother Louie. See you soon. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sleepless Nights. I'm Brother Louis. I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. It's fun drive time here at KGNU. So if you're listening and you haven't already, why don't you hop online at kgnu.org, see what we've got to offer, and get on the team if you're not here already. We have a pretty good show tonight. I have a special guest. My good friend Cindy Lou is here. A little closer to the mic.